Ginny, as we move towards the top of the hour and the end of the show, Don Childers is wondering about the strength of a silverback gorilla compared to a man. Years ago, he says, I saw a silverback take a 5-foot diameter truck tire and mash it flat. It would be very difficult for a big man to do that, just even picking the tire up. How do the two compare?
So an adult gorilla is about 6 times stronger if you're talking about upper body strength than an adult human. So that's why they could pick up that tire without looking like they were breaking a sweat. And if you think about it, that makes sense because although gorillas mainly walk on the ground now, they much more recently than us were swinging in the trees and they needed strong arms. And even now they walk sort of on all fours. So their arms are much more used to sort of support themselves than ours are. And that's probably one of the reasons that they're so strong. They are actually remarkably gentle in the wild. So although they could do a lot of damage, they don't tend to.
Well, that's reassuring, isn't it? I mean, you go and see people going and seeing these gorillas and I'm often surprised, actually, that you can get quite that close to them.
Yeah, well, there's some lovely footage of David Attenborough where, I mean, you wouldn't be allowed to do this now because you'd be worried about infecting them and causing them harm, but he was basically playing with a load of gorillas and they're sort of climbing all over him and they really do sort of accept him after a while. It looks lovely. I'd like to have a go at that.
I was watching an edition of a programme about the Great Barrier Reef last night and there were whales that were coming along to inspect divers. So animals really do have a degree of curiosity about us, don't they?
Definitely, particularly the most intelligent animals, which are the primates, the dolphins and whales, and also birds like crows, which are all very curious, very interested in us, and very intelligent.